Chapter 35, Gospel Order.
And in those days, when the number of the disciples multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. These Grecians were residents of other countries where the Greek language was spoken. By far the larger number of converts were Jews who spoke Hebrew, but these had lived in the Roman Empire and spoke only Greek. Murmurings began to rise among them that the Grecian widows were not so liberally supplied as the needy among the Hebrews. Any partiality of this kind would have been grievous to God, and prompt measures were taken to restore peace and harmony to the believers. The Holy Spirit suggested a method whereby the apostles might be relieved from the task of apportioning to the poor and similar burdens, so that they could be left free to preach Christ. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, "It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The church accordingly selected 7 men, full of faith and full of wisdom and of the Spirit of God, to attend to the business pertaining to the cause. Stephen was chosen first. He was a Jew by birth and religion, but spoke the Greek language, and was conversant with the customs and manners of the Greeks. He was therefore considered the most proper person to stand at the head and have supervision of the disbursement of the funds appropriated to the widows, orphans, and the worthy poor. This selection met the minds of all, and the dissatisfaction and murmuring were quieted. The 7 chosen men were solemnly set apart for their duties by prayer and the laying on of hands. Those who were thus ordained were not thereby excluded from teaching the faith. On the contrary, it is recorded that Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. They were fully qualified to instruct in the truth. They were also men of calm judgment and discretion, well calculated to deal with difficult cases of trial, of murmuring, or of jealousy. This choosing of men to transact the business of the church so that the apostles could be left free for their special work of teaching the truth was greatly blessed of God. The church advanced in numbers and strength, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. It is necessary that the same order and system should be maintained in the church now as in the days of the apostles. The prosperity of the cause depends very largely upon its various departments being conducted by men of ability who are qualified for their positions. Those who are chosen of God to be leaders in the cause of God, having the general oversight of the spiritual interests of the church, should be relieved as far as possible from cares and perplexities of a temporal nature. Those whom God has called to minister in word and doctrine should have time for meditation, for prayer, and for the study of the Scriptures. Their clear spiritual discernment is dimmed by entering into the lesser details of business and dealing with the various temperaments of those who meet together in church capacity. It is proper for all matters of a temporal nature to come before the proper officers and be by them adjusted. But if they are of so difficult a character as to baffle their wisdom, they should be carried into the council of those who have the oversight of the entire church.